Of Basterberg, Bay's Mishnah Yud Gimel. Ilan Shu Nota Lustei Chaveru, a tree that's sticking out, the branches are sticking out into his friend's field. Kotzeitz Meloho Mardea Agabe Hamachresha. You can cut away the owner of the field where the tree's coming into. He can cut away the branches the height that would be if you were on a plow with an ox. You had this Mardea. Mardea would hit the ox to make it plow, pretty much. It's called the goad, G-O-A-D. They sell them at animal rights stores. Uvecharavu vashikma, and trees, carob trees and sycamore trees that caused a lot of shade and would actually hurt fields that they were hovering over. Keneged hamishkolas. So you're able to cut even higher. A mishkolas is a plumb line. A plumb line is a line they would make, I think it was with thread. Basically, builders, when they would build a wall, they had to make sure the wall was straight, or whatever they were building was straight. So they used to make a plumb line with a type of thread straight across. And the height of this would be how high you'd be able to cut up to. This way you wouldn't have too much shade, you'd get some sunlight. Beis HaShlochin, and when we deal with fields that needed constant irrigation, that you needed to water them constantly, Kol Ha'ilan Keneged HaMishkolas. All trees, the height of the plumb line, not just Charav and Shikma, any tree in a base, any tree that was sticking into a Beis HaShlochin, you have a right to cut to that height. Abishal Omer, Kol Ilan Sirach, Keneged HaMishkolas. Abishal disagrees with Tanakama. Tanakama only held Charav and Shikma. And Abishal said that any type of tree that does not have fruit, that is a non-fruit-bearing tree that goes into the friend's chatzar, your friend can cut Keneged HaMishkolas, the height of the plumb line.